we begin. Heavenly Father, bless our study of your word this morning. For Jesus' sake, amen. Turn to hymn 42, verse 1. I want you to focus on finding the word long-suffering. 42, verse 1. Have you ever felt as though you were forced to put up with somebody? Maybe it's a brother or a sister who annoy you. Maybe it's another student, even a roommate. Maybe it's a teacher. Or if you're a teacher, maybe it's some particular student. Such people may have personalities that clash with your own, or they may have behavior that annoys you. Nevertheless, you still have to put up with them. After all, they're a part of your family, they work with you, or they live on the campus, or they're even in your room. The phrase, to put up with, implies some unpleasantness. It indicates that you have to put forth an effort to endure these people. Have you ever thought about the tremendous effort that God has to put forth in order to put up with you? Do you think that perhaps your personality clashes with His? That your behavior is annoying to Him? Have you ever considered that it might be an unpleasant thing for God to endure your presence? Well, we sang about a word which describes a characteristic of God, a characteristic that He also wants to see in us, and that is the word long-suffering. From Exodus 34, we read, Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in steadfast love and keeping and truth, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. This is a description of God. This is His name, His identity. It's His nature. And among the words used to describe Him is that word long-suffering. The literal meaning of the Hebrew expression is long of anger. It means that God holds back His anger for a long time. Even though His wrath is fully justified, deserved, He puts up with the wicked for a long time. He suffers long with them and with us. Consider the flood. Peter writes, the divine long suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. We're told that After God decided to send the flood, this is in the days of Noah, he waited 120 years, giving people the opportunity to repent. 120 years. That's a long time. And it was more than that. For 1,000 years before the flood, Enoch had prophesied, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." So now we've got 1,000 years of long suffering. Because way back in Enoch's day, the wickedness was there. We surely give thanks to our God for his long suffering. If God did not patiently endure the wickedness of the world, we wouldn't be here today. But God has endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. We, and all those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ, are those vessels of mercy. We have received the benefits of his long suffering. And here we are today, washed clean of the filth of our sins, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, bound for glory. God suffered long with our ancestors in order to bring about this day. And God has suffered long with us, for we put him to the test on a daily basis. However, the flames of divine wrath have not come pouring down out of heaven to consume us. For God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Therefore, do not despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. That's why the flames haven't come down. So give thanks to God for each day. And don't despise his long suffering, but rather praise him for it. And be quick to repent. Each day when you wake up and find that there is for you another day of grace, give thanks to the Lord Jesus who made this possible. Without his sacrifice, God would have no reason for preserving us day and night. No reason for putting up with our behavior. However, because his son became our substitute, because he endured the wrath of God for us, God now has a reason. Sinners can be saved. The wicked are forgiven. We are righteous in the sight of God. Repentance does lead to salvation. And God wants nothing more than to see his creatures enjoying the glory of his heaven. Give thanks for the long suffering of God. And do it not just with words, but also with your life. Imitate him. Just as he is long suffering towards you, so you be long suffering toward one another. What our Lord has endured for our sakes makes our long suffering seem like nothing. Recognizing this, may we be more than willing to put up with each other as God has put up with us, to suffer long with those who test our patience and our love. This is only as it should be for the elect of God. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against someone else. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also should. We pray. Lord God, thank you for being long-suffering toward us. Help us to be long-suffering toward each other. For Jesus' sake, amen. Verses 2 and 6.